April 11, 2019. For Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Halima Frost. Making headlines. Ramaphosa asked Jeba and Morwebi to respond to Mokgoro inquiry report by Tuesday. EFF vows to keep close eye on vote counting. And government sources, provincial minister, say Sudan's Bashir stepped down. Suspended Deputy National Director of Public Prosecutions, Nomgcobo Jeba, and Suspended Special Director of Public Prosecutions, Lawrence Morwebi, have until Tuesday to make representation to President Cyril Ramaphosa in response to a report into their fitness to hold office in the National Prosecuting Authority. This comes after Ramaphosa met with retired Constitutional Court Justice Yvonne Mokgoro on Wednesday to discuss the report of inquiry into the fitness of Jeba and Morwebi to hold office. Jeba and Morwebi were suspended in October 2018 after Ramaphosa announced his decision to institute the inquiry. The EFF leader, Julius Malema, will have party agents at all voting stations across the country to protect opposition parties against vote rigging. He said the EFF and UDM leader Bantu Holomisa wrote to the Electoral Commission of South Africa to find out which information technology companies the IEC had contacted to audit votes. In 2016 local elections, the DA and the ANC questioned the independence of the IEC. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir has stepped down, and consultations are underway to set up a transitional council to run the country. Government sources and a provincial minister said today. The Minister of Production and Economic Resources in North Darfur, Adil Majoub Hussein, told the Dubai-based television station that there are consultations to form a military council to take over power after President Bashir stepped down. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. Don't forget to download the Polity apps for iPhone and Android devices.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.